Hey, Chuck.
Hi, Barry.
We're the only two here?
Well, Jillian is connecting.
Oh, okay.
I just started 1 minute ago. You were already in the waiting room.
Well, I was only there a couple of minutes, so.
Good. How are you doing, Barry?
Pretty good. Just trying to stay safe and not kill anybody.
Yeah, right? Likewise. What a strange year.
Yeah, I have to, you know, I still have to be very careful because of my mother, so.
Yeah.
Right, she has no immune system at all. She's doing chemo again, so.
Yeah, ugh. All right, we have some more people. We have Joe Price, Frank Polanco, and Marie. Hey. Jillian seems to be having some trouble with her audio. It's saying connecting to audio for a long time. Ah, now we can see you, Joe. Be right back.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, is that Barry?
Yeah, it's not showing my picture, or it's not showing me, is it?
Nope. Just noting that you're on your iPad.
Okay, let me see here. There I am. Hi, Frank. Hi, Marie.
Hi, how's everybody?
Good.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Took your audio a little while to get you in here, huh?
Me? Yeah. I was having some technical difficulties there.
Yeah, Frank, the same thing.
And we have Abby.
I'm not seeing her. No, there she is.
Yep, she was in the waiting room.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, hi, everybody.
Hi. Kaya.
My dog.
Yeah, don't let them get mine going.
I'm gonna go on mute for a second.
So I just got an email from McKay saying he's not going to be able to attend.
And Lorraine's not going to attend either.
Right.
Yeah.
Just us chickens here.
It's 6 o'clock. You's ready to start?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Marie?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Okay, let's call the meeting to order.
Meeting to order.
And the first thing on the agenda is the introduction and affirmation of the new board. The executive board, Barry Curtis is the president. Abby Laughlin is the vice president. Marie McGillin is secretary. And Julian, it's your turn. What's that word behind?
Hunzinski.
Okay. It's a treasurer. And general board is Chuck Gregory, McKay Farrell, Peggy, and Blaine.
Awesome.
And
so I make a motion that we accept the board as presented.
All in favor? All in favor?
Not that it matters. There's nobody here and there's no other choice at this point. So
all right.
You're stuck with us.
All right. We'll do a good job.
Yeah, if we can ever get out of our houses.
That would help, yeah.
The first thing we have on the agenda here is the rezoning update, but Clarence isn't here, so.
Yeah. All right, that's another box we can check against him to get him to conform to our will.
He did accept the meeting, but then I sent him an email asking if he could just give us an update. If you recall our conversations with he and CJ when we met with them, or that they had to finalize the contract with the new consultant for the rezoning, and they expected to do that at the end of the month. So I will send an email tomorrow asking for them to give us a status in writing as they did not come to the meeting.
Yeah, I guess it was called the notice to proceed.
I'm sorry?
I guess it was called the notice to proceed.
Okay. And then the other thing is that Abby attended a meeting where we had written a letter to the commission and discussed our dismay at the length of time it's taking for the rezoning to occur. And Abby attended a meeting where Dean made some comments about this needing to move along. And I'll let you tell what happened, Abby.
Dean was upset at the CRA for not keeping them better informed, and Dean kind of gave a very specific direction to the CRA to provide to move the process along for the rezoning and to provide a list of businesses that had already been approved for the emergency loan. And Marie, did you ever hear back from Clarence? Remember you asked him for a list, or you asked CJ for a list of those who had applied?
I did follow up with her, and first she asked me why I wanted it. When I said I wanted to notify everybody that the funds were available again and to take a look at it again. And she wrote back and said, don't worry, we'll take care of that.
Okay, all right. I feel like we do have a little bit of leverage with the CRA since they were directed to, move this along, and we need to keep up the pressure with them.
So I'm gonna say I want to recommend that. We asked the CRA to present at the December advisory board meeting a request for a text amendment for a parking reduction.
I don't think we can ask them, but the way somebody, that you can't just present a text amendment. They have to give it to legal has to write the, it's a process.
No, I understand that. but I'm feeling like we are we're kind of skipping the advisory board part. The advisory board wants to something, and they can send their thing to the commission, which is the real CRA board, and say, we think this is a good idea.
Excellent.
So, right?
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
I like that. And what we need to do, I'll see if I can find it, is we need to see, we need the exact language from the Northwest CRA, so we can just say, please use this language in our exemption.
Sure.
We have to make it super easy for them.
Now, is there any way that we can extend that beyond the CRA boundaries?
Okay.
Or would we need, like, for example, you know, we didn't get those container restaurants because of parking.
Right,
and that's just outside the boundary of the CRA. Or do we need to see if Smirka wants to request the same thing?
Well, more the better.
Right.
But do we do one request and then ask Terry and Colleen for support? I mean, that fourth, both sides of fourth are actually in Smirka. So Terry would be sufficient, but I don't know if there's other areas in the middle of the terrace that would benefit by it, or anywhere in Lake Ridge or whatever. So we do it as one request to say, not just the CRA, but the entire area of the Central City Alliance, or
Teachers connecting. Teachers coming on board.
Yeah, but she's connecting.
Okay, so do we do that, or do we have them do a separate thing for their own area?
Well, these are some of the questions that we can ask, since CJ is getting on the line.
Good evening. Sorry, I just connected. Hi.
No problem. Welcome.
Thank you.
About the CRA.
Okay, perfect. Clarence might be joining us soon. He has a management meeting with the city manager, so yeah, he'll probably join a little bit later.
Okay.
We were just talking about you.
Okay, perfect. Hope it's all good stuff. I'm doing my best here.
Can you give us a status update on the notice to proceed with the new CRA rezoning consultant?
Yeah, we haven't scheduled a meeting yet. So I had a talk with planning today. So we're still trying to find a schedule for internal staff meeting first. And we'll be talking about our plans and how to bring in the consultant and how to advise them on how to start. So we haven't had anything yet. No, nothing concrete. But I told my board, too, as soon as I have more information, I'll share with them. And so that's the same update that I'm sharing with you.
So when we met, you thought that the contract would be signed by the end of November. Is that still possible?
Yes, the contract's been signed. So right now, the other part of that process is issuing a purchase order. Okay. So just formally, until that's issued, we can't schedule a meeting with them. But while we're waiting for it, staff have internal meetings to talk about the project. So that's where we're at. So we're all aware of, you know, the concerns that this this committee has. So we've talked about it, and we're just getting on one page before we meet with the consultant.
Do you have a timeline for issuing a PO?
Last I checked was last week. It was going through approvals online. So I don't do financing, but I would imagine it goes back and forth between our internal finance, Clarence's signatures, and with the city's finance department. But I can find out this week and just advise one of you, let you know.
So one of the other things we were just talking about is, as you know, on the list of items that we had sent to you guys after our meeting that we wanted to pursue was a text amendment for parking reduction. And so we'd like to request that be made an agenda item at the next advisory board meeting.
Text amendment. What do you mean on the project? I'm not following.
Parking.
Well, in the Northwest, the CRA, there was some modification there, or maybe it wasn't Northwest, maybe it was downtown, but there was some new language inserted that allowed businesses to be exempt from parking regulations for the first parking requirements for the first 2,500 square feet.
Okay.
So we just, you know, all you need to do is copy and paste from wherever that other language is.
Yeah, is that from the Northwest? So it's because they have a regional activity center, so it's more flexible in terms of the rules, right? Is that what you're referring
yes,
to?
Yes. I mean, one of our members, you know, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but Gulfstream Brewery is having a difficulty because they're selling pizza, and I guess the city wants them to enlarge the square footage allocated to the tap room. They need to increase their parking. They don't have, and it's very critical, CJ, because they are at the end of their 5-year lease and they're considering moving because of this parking issue. So, you know, it really is important that we move this forward. It's impacting new businesses dramatically.
Okay, and you're aware of the conversations the Gulfstream Brewery has had with the planning department on.
I'm just what they aware can do? On a very cursory level. I don't know the specifics, but I know it has to do with several things. But parking, the having to do a parking study and ask for a parking reduction or trying to find more parking is going to be, you know, next to impossible for them.
Do you know when their 5-year lease is ending? Is it at the end of the year or next year? Or
I'm not sure. You know, he mentioned it to me that it's coming up. I will find out for you when their lease is.
Yeah, it has to be within the next year.
Next year, okay.
You know, no, I mean, well, it has to be within
certain notification, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, you know, 120, whatever it is. So it's when is his note, you know, when does he have to chop or fish or
right, sure. And he would have to plan moving and everything as well.
You don't want to lose him from the
summer. Right, that's the idea.
That would be a terrible, terrible blow.
No, sure, I completely understand. What's his contact name? If anybody can give me his contact name and information, maybe I can help find out all those, the details and follow up with the planning department and see what we can do.
Okay. We'll get that to you.
All right, perfect.
And then the other thing, CJ, is could we request that we put the rezoning as a status update at every advisory board meeting?
Actually, yes, I have it. So at the last advisory board meeting, I have an agenda item that provides an update for all the projects in Central City, which is not a lot, the emergency business. The biggest one is the rezoning and incentive in terms of dollars and what's available. So every month I'll be providing that update. Unless there's nothing new to share, then I won't have a meeting just to have a meeting. But that's the plan. I'll have that on there as a regular update until we meet with the consultant and get a better idea of the scheduling and how much time they're going to need to get up to speed with the projects and schedule the first meeting. I won't know exactly for sure the schedule as for right now of when they can present at the Central City Advisory Board or at least when we can start having community meetings again.
And you had mentioned that discussion we had the possibility of, you know, getting some holiday garland or, you know, something for the 13th Street area. I mean, we do have, you know, the majority of the decorations covered, but, you know, I mean, garland and things like that would be much appreciated.
Yeah, let me double check I'll double check the budget right now, but I will say that most of the funding from this year has been allocated towards the emergency business loan program. And whatever fund I could play with was about, I believe, $60,000, which $50,000 was allocated to the rezoning project. So I really have about 10,000 left. I don't know what that's going to get us.
We'll take it.
I mean, this is like a couple hundred bucks, probably.
Yeah. About $500 or $600, CJ.
Oh, okay.
Difference. And you know, we're also,
And we're already in November, but I guess my thing is also anything we do has to go through the procurement process. And I really hate saying that because I know how slow it is. But since I already have a contract with a couple of vendors, I'll see if what it takes
CJ, my request, you sent me the contract from Miami Christmas Lights.
Right.
But I went through the contract and I couldn't figure out, because there were a couple of different lamppost things, and I couldn't figure out which was the garland. And so I wrote back to Thomasina and asked her about that, and she never got back to me. So,
all right, I'm sorry.
Really, literally, you know, one of the things was $6,000 for 39 poles, but I also looked in on Sistrunk, the poles are taller than our poles. So we're literally talking about four poles, two on each side, on the east side of Northeast 4th and 13th Street. So if you already have a price agreement or a contract with Miami, maybe you can just buy them for us and get them quickly.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. What's the, how many poles you said? It was four poles? Two on 13th?
Two on the north and two on, no, they're all on 13th, on the east side of Northeast 4th. In front of the gas station, in front of Flash Lube, and
across the street.
Right.
Okay.
You know, northeast, west. We want to try to make that part of the CRA, you know, to be more included. It should be 13.
Oh, you want to? Well, the only problem, let me just say this. First of all, since we don't have a whole lot of time, is that the decorative lampposts only go to the east side of Northeast 4th. Anything north or south of 13th Street and anything on the west side are the regular light poles. And I don't know what the electric situation is with that. And they're much taller. I mean, if it's possible to do them, I'd be thrilled if they can be plugged in, but then we're not talking about four poles. I'm assuming we would be talking about at least eight poles.
Okay.
I'll take a look down there tomorrow at the poles and see if there's a way to get to the electric.
Okay. All right. So total of four, maybe eight. Is that what I'm hearing? Okay.
Yeah, definitely four.
Right.
All right. And when you say garland, are they lit, like with lights?
It's lit.
Yeah, with lights.
Already decorated.
Okay.
With lights.
Right. So lights and decorations, and they're just wrapped around the pole, and they just look nice. And since that's our main corner, it would be nice to have it.
She's on mute.
I have to get the call.
I'm sorry. I'll be right with you. I'm getting Clarence's call. All right. Thank you.
It's a good time to have a drink if you want.
Intermission.
Might be a good idea.
I got to go to bed after the meeting because I start work at midnight. So how are you doing, Frank?
I'm doing good, thank you. How about you? Everybody
good,
else?
Good. Miss seeing you.
You too. Everybody.
So Julian, were you at that the Sunnyside Market?
No, I didn't go. This time I haven't been, like, I was feeling a little under the weather, so just in case I've been like staying in, you know. But yeah, that's like the similar concept that I wanted to bring.
And do you have a connection with those people who run the market?
So basically, it would be just like it would be similar concept, but like our own brand. Like it wouldn't have anything to do with them, but all they do is the same thing as what we used to do for the art walk.
Got it.
Vendor registration, but instead of at nighttime, it's during the day.
Okay.
So, you know, and it's more of like a farmer's artisan market, you know?
Okay. Got it. All right.
Julian, how sick are you?
Not sick. I just like, you know, I've been really tired and I had like back pain. And I was just like, I don't know. I'm just scared of everything. So I'm just like, let me just stay inside.
Okay. Because I'm going to have to, I've got to call the bank tomorrow and set up an appointment to get us all in there. Marie, you'll probably have to go again too.
Oh, okay.
Because I think once we change, we all have to do new signature cards.
Okay.
But I'll let you know. I'll talk to Mike tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. All right, do we want to move on since CJ's on the phone?
Sure.
Okay, new business project update, Abby.
Oh, it's up to me again, eh? Okay.
You're not following along on your sheet?
So what I'd like to start doing in January or at our next meeting or as we have enough time to promote it is do a sort of a business spotlight where basically we have a lightning round robin where, maybe not lightning, but you know, we give each business, you know, 2 or 3 minutes to talk and talk about, you know, who they are and introduce themselves. And, you know, this will take a little work to, you want to schedule people in at, you know, 6:10, 6:15, 6:20, 6:25. So, you know, I would like to start to put that together. In terms of new businesses that are out there, two things happened in the past week or so. First is that the South Middle River Lofts, which are on Northeast 4th Avenue, 1123, is moving along in the approval process. They went before the DRC, the Development Review Committee, and so next they'll be going on to planning and zoning. That would be the first market rate new apartment building in our neighborhood. And I just think it will be a fantastic addition. It's a 5-story building. I mean, I'm sure it needs tweaking in terms of everything, but it's really good to see somebody have confidence in the area. And that means that that whole, I see Clarence is coming on, but that
Hello.
Whole 4th Avenue corridor will be developed from Sunrise to 4th. Every property is spoken for on the west side. For you're like a ghost, Clarence.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, there you
Hi,
are.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for
I hope you weren't in the waiting room too long. I didn't notice it when you went up there, but Marie was kind enough to let me know.
Oh, okay. Right. No problem.
Marie, do you want to get back to our CRA questions, or should we just brief Clarence on what we discussed with CJ?
Yeah, I think we can just brief him. So we wanted to get an update on the contract, and CJ told us that it was signed and that the purchase order is in process and that you're having some internal meetings that need to occur before you meet with the vendor. And then we requested that you put on the next agenda for the advisory board that we that the advisory board approve and request a text amendment for a reduction in parking requirements for the first 2,500 square feet as we talked to you at the meeting. And I guess somewhere along the line, I thought that we were bypassing the advisory board and we don't want to do that. And then just to request the status update at every advisory board meeting on the rezoning. As you know, we're quite anxious to move it along.
Right. So I'm sure CJ wrote down the notes and we'll bring it up at the advisory board. I don't know that that's a ask that couldn't be implemented in the zoning. Because it's provided in other areas of the city, so it's probably not a real big lift on that issue of the 2,500 square feet.
We don't want to wait until the zoning, because when we met with you, the zoning could take as long as 8 months. So we were hoping it was something that could be done much quicker. We have, as Abby was explaining to CJ, we have Gulfstream right now in jeopardy because they have code violations because they added a little pizza station Abby, you explain it better than I do.
Yes, the Gulfstream is one of our, you know, backbone anchor tenants, and they've been an integral part of the community for 5 years. They started selling pizza down the during the pandemic, and now they have some code violations in regards to that, where they need to adjust allocated square footage in their business, and that would require them to have more parking than they have available to them. And I don't know that there's another solution for them unless this parking reduction comes through. And they are considering not renewing their lease. Their 5-year lease is up, and they're considering moving elsewhere if this issue can't be resolved. So, you know, there is an example right there of a business that really needs this relief as soon as possible. And I know you haven't, you know, been involved in the Central City, but Gulfstream, you know, really is our backbone.
Okay, well, so what we can do is instead of waiting in for the advisory board, we can potentially ask some questions over in zoning now to kind of understand where that, or if that's possible, and what's the process for making something that like that happen, and how soon we could actually make it happen. So let us just ask some questions, and we'll try to get to it as soon as possible. If it's possible to make
Anthony and Ella's department.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So we'll try to get to it as you know, to find the path of least resistance and making it happen, understanding that there is a urgency. So we can ask some questions tomorrow. And come back and let you guys know.
The path of least resistance is just to cut and paste the text, the language that already exists in the other.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that probably is the simplest way, but obviously, we have to find out how that works administratively. And if it's just as simple as that, then I'm sure they wouldn't have a problem with it. But nothing's ever that simple in a bureaucracy. So we'll ask. I mean, there is no downside to it for sure. So we'll see how we can try to get it implemented as soon as possible. And like I say, with the least path, in the least way, or with the least possible resistance, least amount of resistance as possible.
Agreed, and I think one of the ways to help with that least path of resistance is to have it on the agenda with the advisory board. So that's just, you know, another tool in our tool chest to, you know, get the attention taken, you know, get it to be taken seriously as a request.
Well, the advisory board meets only once a month. If there is a way to make it happen without, you know, going there.
If you get it faster, that's terrific.
Right. So that's my only you know, reasoning for saying let's ask some questions and see if it could happen before. So we're open to that.
Okay, great.
So if there are any other questions, did Cesia talk to you guys about the Emergency Business Investment Program and the fact that it is operating right now, and we would like to get as many businesses as possible involved. And for those of you that are on and may have tried to access the program and were unsuccessful before, we've loosened some of the restrictions, and we think we have a more relaxed program that should make the eligibility requirements a lot easier to be able to access the funds. So for those of you that haven't applied and, you know, would like to, we'd ask that you do so, and to even get the word out to others who may not have heard about it as of yet.
So Clarence, when is the deadline?
So it was the deadline was this past Friday, but we're extending it hopefully get more participation.
Okay, so the other thing is that after the changes were approved, I had asked for a list of the people who applied and were rejected, because we were going to take it upon ourselves to call them up and tell them to take a look at it again and see if their denial was one of the things that were loosened up. The reason for their denial was one of the things that was loosened up. And I was told that that you guys would be doing that. Did you send out a communication?
Yeah, Seizure. Yeah, Seizure has reached out to most everybody.
Awesome. Good. Thank you.
Yes.
So basically then either whatever was loosened doesn't work for them, or we need to find some new applicants.
Right. Okay. I mean, I hope to find new applicants anyway, but right. Certainly for those who have applied and may have not qualified, as long as it's not something egregious or way out of bounds, then, we'll do whatever we can to try to provide the help.
Do you know how many applications you got as of Friday?
You know what? We do have it. I don't have that in front of me. Okay. I don't have that in front of me, but we do have a count. We do have a count. I think it was like maybe around 40, 43 or so applications we had.
Great.
Yeah, but they're not all from Central City. It's between Central City and the Northwest.
Oh.
Right. Right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For coming out tonight. Thank you. And
okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
No problem. And I look forward to coming back at some point in time when we can all meet in person. I definitely will attend your meetings.
Yeah,
well, all right. That'd be great.
We'll get there. Thank you, Clarence.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Trija.
Chuck, do you want to restart, or how do we do this?
Yes, I think this seems like a good time to do it. So I'm going to end this meeting and start it up again right away. So
and we all just click on the same link, correct?
Just click on the same link, yes.
All right. Thank you.